Another Thursday morning, another round of grim economic news. The Labor Department's weekly tally shows 2.4 million people filed for unemployment last week. That brings the total to nearly 39 million people in America out of work. And economists believe the fallout will last for years to come.
The efforts to mitigate that devastation are happening as we speak. All 50 states are lifting restrictions and people are returning to work. In Mississippi, nearly 16,000 casino workers head back today. This is significant because gaming in Mississippi generates over $2 billion of annual revenue. Mary Perez joins us with the latest from Biloxi, and she is a business and casino reporter for the Biloxi Sun-Herald. Welcome.
Thank you.
So give us the lay of the land, what it was like today for employees who returned to some of those major casinos for the first time in 2 months.
Yeah, it was a little strange for everyone. All the employees here have to wear masks. They were getting used to that. A couple of them said, they've been sleeping in. They had to get up early and come to work. But most of them are just glad to be back. They're glad to have some normal back in their lives.
You were able to go inside of one of the casinos. Tell us more. What was it like?
I was at Golden Nugget Casino in Biloxi, and there were people at all the entrances. They actually opened the hotel last night so that people could, you know, their diehard fans could be there first thing in the morning, because a lot of people were coming from other states that haven't opened. So, you know, they came over from all around, and they were ready to go at 8 a.m. They wanted in.
Oh, wow. So patrons were really eager to go inside. What precautions are the casinos taking to keep people safe?
Oh, the Mississippi Gaming Commission has a long, very long list of things that they have to do. The slot machines have to be positioned so that people stay 6 feet apart. The staff has to have their temperature taken every day. They have to wear masks. There's hand sanitizer stations everywhere. You can hardly walk without bumping into them. Even in the lines this morning, a lot of people were, you know, staying 6 feet apart unless they were like together. Then they you know, stood next to each other. People were very conscious of it. So it's a little different. Somebody said it's kind of weird, but other people said, hey, it's just positioned a little differently. It's okay.
I want to ask you about ventilation systems, because casinos are notorious for being an enclosed space where the air is kind of recycled over time. And there are people who spend hours and hours inside of them. Have gaming officials talked about this, or how they will mitigate this situation in light of the coronavirus?
They haven't, but smoking will be allowed in the casinos. We don't have non-smoking regulated in the casinos. We do have two casinos that are completely non-smoking, but the others will. And they have redundant systems, so they have the air conditioning, and then they have air purification systems too. So whether that's, you know, an extra precaution because they're smoking, I don't know. But no, I haven't talked to anyone about it.
20% of people in Mississippi live below the poverty line. And I mentioned earlier that gaming is a big part of the state's economy, which means a 2-month closure was really significant.
It was significant. It hurt the cities that get tax money. It hurt the state that gets the tax money. But mostly it hurt the people. For some folks, that's, you know, that's their connection to the world. I had interviewed two women. They walk across the bridge that separates one town to another. It's about 3 miles. And every day they walk the bridge and they come into the Golden Nugget. So they had missed that. The staff, some of the employees had a really hard time because there were so many people filing for unemployment. You know, it went from 1,000 a week to 25, 30,000 a week. So they just couldn't keep up. They didn't have diapers for their babies. They were emailing me, please help me. It was a hard time. But the casinos, they were in touch with them, was what the employees said, that they contacted them, made sure that they had gotten their unemployment, made sure that they were okay. So they did have that connection, but, you know, it was tough.
In light of COVID-19, though, there are some real fears, though, right? I mean, some people feel conflicted about going back to work.
They do. And some of them can't go back to work. Childcare is going to be a big issue because a lot of the summer camps aren't operating this summer. So they're scrambling to find a place to put their kids. They're not in school now. But it's a whole new world out there and everybody's having to adjust. And this is something completely new. And a lot of them are very afraid. It is a gamble to decide, yes, I'm going to go back to work. But again, you know, we do have a high rate of poverty. People at the casinos, some of them make a very generous salary. Others not, you know, depending on if they're dealers, they make quite a bit of money. If they're room attendants, you know, they don't make quite as much. So some of them are making more on unemployment than they are when they typically work. But everybody just wants that certainty, some certainty. And as I say, some of them won't come back. They'll be afraid. And I think it's not just the casinos. I think people in every industry are having to make these same decisions. Do I go back to work? What's next for me?
That's Mary Perez. She's a business and casino reporter for the Biloxi Sun-Herald, joining us from Biloxi, Mississippi. Mary, thank you so much.
You're welcome.